This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Panther time, when the world watched Oakland. I don't do musicals. I'm sure it's just me, but someone breaking into song rather than stating their business just makes no sense to me. I know people love them, but please, Lord, don't make me go. I'll listen to mi compañera sing Hair or South Pacific in the car, and I'm okay with that. When she does that, she's singing songs that she likes, and I'm not having to watch her do it. I can listen or let it go. It's each his own thing. Saying all that, I know my gang loves to see a play when they go to New York City. They like to have a ticket punched somewhere near Broadway and be part of the scene. Not wanting to be a spoiled sport, I kept my eye out for something I might be able to endure that had some bite and maybe some politics and, of course, wasn't a musical. I got lucky this year and read about a new play in the Times by Tori Sampson called This Land Was Made, a young black woman playwright. Play set in Oakland in 1967, a play where Huey Newton and the Panthers are front and center. Someone up there loves me. What a break. Sign the gang up and away we went. The play was off Broadway in a small semi-experimental operation called the Vineyard Theater. The setting was a bar with a Louisiana and New Orleans kind of vibe. Dumbo and red beans on the menu, Falstaff on tap, pictures of musicians on the walls, and the owner claiming to be from somewhere in state. I can remember in the 80s standing on the corner as Acorn members gathered for an action in Richmond in the East Bay next to Oakland. I started asking people where they were originally from, and it was Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi, one after another. Folks had migrated west to work in defense industries in a second great migration from the south. In fact, Huey Newton, the central character in the play, was born in Monroe, named after Louisiana populist Huey Long, and moved with his family to Oakland as a boy. Narrator set the play in this period when, as she said, Oakland seemed the center of the world rather than now when it hits the news differently as a place where sports teams are always on the move. The play was true to its times in the community. One theme, as real as life or death in 1967, was Vietnam and the son and brother who'd been killed there. The main conceit of the play, though, was that there was a mystery about Huey's role in the shooting of a police officer, John Frey, in a traffic stop. And the trigger might have been pulled by a studious fellow passenger they were trying to recruit, but Huey shouldered the blame. In real life, Frey called for backup when he realized he'd stopped Newton. Was he who was charged with manslaughter, had his conviction reversed, lived through another two hung juries, and was finally released. Sampson added 60s music, rapid-fire dialogue, and full injections of hilarity in the first act, which had us all raving at intermission. Second act was more drama, speeches, and breakups with attempts to tie up loose ends and deliver the message, so not quite as rewarding as the beginning, but we felt like we had been witnesses to a great theatrical experience. It was also a classic New York experience, but we left hoping this play grows some legs and gets on stages around the country where it would mean so much more to people in our communities. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.